Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines, and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have now debated for the last time before Election Day, and as with their previous debates, last night's contest was anything but friendly.
The last presidential debate was contentious. Policy discussions frequently including personal attacks.
Such a nasty woman.
Nasty woman quickly trending on Twitter. Another trending moment came as Trump reiterated his stance on illegal immigration.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Hashtag bad hombres led to memes showing Trump next to pictures of the hair color trend known as ombre. But one of the most talked about moments was when Trump refused to promise he would accept the election results.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time.
I'm Reid Binion.
Of course, Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway said right after the debate, of course Trump will accept the results of the presidential election. 16 years ago, Democrat Al Gore refused to concede the election until after a legal battle that reached the Supreme Court 5 weeks after Election Day. In a few hours, a federal judge in Alexandria will hear arguments on whether Virginia's voter registration deadline should be extended. Monday was the deadline, but the state's voter registration website crashed that day, meaning potentially thousands of Virginians were unable to register. Governor Terry McAuliffe is among those calling on the court to extend the deadline. Virginia's county voter registrars have a big job ahead of them between now and Election Day.
We have our staff here pretty much from 7 in the morning until about 11 at night.
Fairfax County Registrar Cameron Sassnett says he has a lot ahead of him, mostly thanks to Virginia's online voter registration system, last updated in 2007, an eternity in the tech world.
The system doesn't actually give you a confirmation that you have submitted an application or that you have an application pending.
So some people, not knowing whether they're registered or not, try to go through the system multiple times. Or in one case, Sassnett says 58 times. It's not fraud, just confusion.
We have to actually go through and look at each and every single one of those.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And with voter turnout expected to be high, there's also concern that every vote be counted legally. And in one county, you can now learn how to stop voter fraud.
This isn't the first time a voter fraud training class has been held in Loudoun County, but with all the talk this year of possible issues on Election Day, the Loudoun County Republican Committee is holding two informational classes on what to look for and what to do if you suspect something fishy is going on at your polling location. Will Estrada chairs the LCRC.
We can never be too careful. We're choosing the person who's going to be our president for 4 years.
The classes, which take place this Saturday and next Thursday, will be at the LCRC office in Sterling and are open to the public. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's giving you the chance today to voice your opinion on possible service cutbacks. On Metro, the transit agency's leaders have said they need to cut back late night hours in order to give work crews more time to perform maintenance on the system. A bag of potato chips and a lollipop got a teenage girl arrested in a Metro station Tuesday evening, and Metro police officers are being criticized for excessive use of force in the incident caught on cell phone video. Transit police say a charge of unlawful entry was dropped yesterday, but Metro bans eating or drinking on trains or inside stations. The Iraqi prime minister says the battle to retake Mosul from ISIS is going more quickly than expected. The massive operation has intensified, with Iraqi special forces moving in on a nearby town that's also controlled by ISIS. The operation now in its fourth day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,203, the Nasdaq at 52,46. Sports, the Indians are going to the World Series for the first time since 1997 with an ALCS win over Toronto. The Cubs and Dodgers are tied at 2 games apiece after a Chicago win in Game 4. Hockey, the Caps take on the Panthers tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we've changed our name. same. Now with Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-8.
Need your home sold guaranteed? ITrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The big story right now, the accident on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, outer loop side as you leave Virginia, just inching along, coming around the Beltway stretch through Alexandria. The delays quickly forming here. The accident reported to be along the far right side in those local lanes, but it looks like response also in the through lanes with only the left lane there blocked. So everyone pretty much at a standstill. Still trying to get, again, out of Alexandria, across the Wilson Bridge, past the scene of this crash. Now, if you're coming out of Maryland, you can see all this activity. You're slowing as well now before 210 with your inner loop side volume. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, trying to wrap it up here. They are definitely late, and we're definitely in some of the volume here. Northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you come up to the exit for the Capitol Beltway. Do watch as crews are trying to wrap it up. 270 out of Frederick, down through Urbana and 109, slowing. And for 66 now, as we push through Manassas with the heavy volume but lanes open. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances low, temperatures high. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm morning and a warm afternoon. 84 degrees, probably falling shy the record of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 69 in Burke, 70 in Kensington, 70 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. The European Space Agency confirms its Mars craft lost during its landing. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, it's 6:07 on WMAL. Hey, by the way, tomorrow morning at this time, we'll be at the Silver Diner in Tyson's, and hope you'll come out and join us. That's 8101 Fletcher Street in McLean, Virginia. We're taking the show on the road. We'll talk politics. We'll have some pancakes. We might consume some pork products. We hope you'll join us at the Silver Diner tomorrow. Doors open at 5 and go till 9 a.m. Coming up a little bit later in the show, Ambassador John Bolton will talk about transportation with the director of D.C. Transportation, Leif Dormsjoe. They want Metro to return to late hours. And Joe Concha will talk about media reaction to the debate last night and how Chris Wallace did. It's at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Hillary wants to give amnesty. She wants to have open borders. The border secure, as you know, the Border Patrol agent, 16,500 plus ICE last week, endorsed me. First time they've ever endorsed a candidate. It means their job is tougher, but they know what's going on. They know it better than anybody. They want strong borders. They feel we have to have strong borders.
You're right. I don't want to rip families apart. I don't want to be sending parents away from children. I don't want to see the deportation force that Donald has talked about in action in our country.
Finally, last night, a presidential debate that hit on the issue of border security, immigration policy, national security as it relates to our immigration policy, and some pretty good exchanges. Joining us right now, Mark Krikorian, Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, I know you've been waiting for this topic to be raised. What did you think of last night's engagement?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really all that engaging. I mean, there's supposed to be a whole section. There's supposed to be six topics in an hour and a half debate. So you figure a good 15 minutes on immigration policy, and they each said a little bit about immigration, and then they started talking about Putin, or Hillary did, and yeah. Then that's what they got off on. So it was, you know, it was almost like a tease is what it was.
Yeah.
Satisfying tease.
Also a nice way to divert attention away from something that Hillary doesn't want to talk about.
Here's how that came down, because many people didn't stay up and watch it or, you know, actually have a life. Chris Wallace asked Hillary Clinton point blank about one of the speeches that she gave for a couple $100,000. And in it, she said her dream is open borders. And here was her response.
Well, if you went on to read the rest of the sentence, I was talking about energy. You know, we trade more energy with our neighbors than we trade with the rest of the world combined. And I do want us to have an electric grid, an energy system that crosses borders. I think that would be a great benefit to us.
And then she went on to say, but about those WikiLeaks, this is all about Russia and Vladimir Putin, and then we were off and running. So what do you make of her response there? Or do you take issue with it? Or do you think that her record shows that she does, in fact, want open borders with relation to immigration?
Yeah, I mean, she was, you know, I mean, I hate to be this blunt about it, but she was just lying again. When you read the sentence, yes, she mentioned energy in the sentence, but she wasn't talking about that. That was just an extra thing in the sentence. She said her aspiration is to have open borders and, you know, open trade. She wants, you know, that's not what she's going to, as president, achieve, obviously. You don't get to there, you move in that direction. That's her aspiration. And look, this is something that Trump should have brought up in his comments about deportation, that, you know, there's a lot of bad folks that need to be deported. That's, of course, true. Hillary has said on TV during one of the primary debates, and she was pressed on it and she repeated it, that she would deport no one who was an illegal immigrant who hadn't managed to get himself convicted of a violent felony. So she sent out the word to alien smugglers around the world that anyone they can get into the United States will be able to stay forever as long as they don't end up getting convicted of raping somebody or selling drugs.
Wow, that's incredible. One of the things that I noted before the debate began was some polling data which suggests that that Hispanic voters are not at all really holding this immigration position against Donald Trump, that it's not really moving the needle in that regard when it comes to Hispanic voters.
Well, I mean, he's unpopular with Hispanic voters because, frankly, he's a horse's ass. I think I can say that on the radio, right? I mean, let's face it. But it's not policy specifics. In other words, somebody who was able to reach out to Hispanic voters and say, look, this isn't about you, you're bad or good or whatever. Yes, some of you people are rapists. Some everybody's rapists or not. I mean, there's good and there's bad in every population. The issue is this policy good for you and your children and, you know, and me and my children? Is it good for America? And that's a message that you can take to any group of people and will resonate with some significant number of them. So, I mean, Trump's problem, whether it's Hispanic voters or others, is not his immigration policy. That's what the open borders people are trying to spin now. His problem is him. And so if he loses next month, it's not because suburban women said, well, you know, I've weighed his immigration policy against Hillary's and I'm going to vote for hers. It's because, frankly, he's, you know, kind of obnoxious.
So it's not the policy, it's how he articulates it. Well, here's a little bit of how he articulated it last night.
You have thousands of mothers and fathers and relatives all over the country. They're coming in illegally. Drugs are pouring in through the border. We have no country if we have no border.
Does that message not resonate with undecided voters?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Clearly, it can. I think it does. I mean, it worked very well during the primaries, but the general election's a little different from primaries. You don't so much change your positions as kind of modulate the way you talk about things.
If I may,
what he can do.
Yeah, Mark Kerkorian, I'm kind of reading between the lines here, and it's sounding like you're attempting to set up a narrative here, and I don't necessarily disagree with the narrative that, listen, if Trump loses, that doesn't mean immigration is a loser, and we need to stick with this winning message of protecting our borders and enforcing our laws. Are you doing that because you're already hearing from establishment Republicans inside the Beltway that the Trump presidential election will be a litmus test on this issue?
Well, I'm not hearing that necessarily, but I am expecting it, yes, because we saw that in 2012 where Romney talked about immigration. Didn't do it very well, quite frankly, but he did, you know, it did come up. And that was the Republican leadership response in their autopsy, so-called, of how the election went afterwards, the only policy thing that long document suggested was that they need to pass so-called comprehensive immigration reform. So the temptation of the Republican political class to give Hillary what she wants on immigration is going to be there. The question is, will it be strong enough to overcome their common sense that it would be politically destructive for them?
Gotcha. All right. I have to leave it right there. Mark Krikorian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Listen, we're going to play some other highlights of last night's debate outside of the realm of immigration, because they did touch on many issues. And if you watched it, we'd love to hear what your highlights from the debate were. What do you think the high points and low points were? What were the parts that had you pumping your fist and saying, yeah, that was awesome? And what had you smacking the top of your head and doing the facepalm saying, no, come on. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. Your highlights and lowlights as we play the highlights of last night's debate.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Woodrow Wilson Bridge continue to be the hot spot here out of Virginia with the crash. It looks like everyone has been stopped here on the far right side, those local lanes, but trying to get that shoulder to inch by the scene of the activity on the outer loop of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So if you're leaving Springfield, these delays are growing quickly, of course, when you don't have any of the local lanes open. And in the through lanes, it looks like response was blocking the right lane of two. Now, for those of you coming out of Maryland, delays back near St. Barnabas Road, your travel lanes are open, but when you get to the bridge, you can see all the activity. So everyone's slowing to check that all out as well. So coming around that stretch of the Beltway, extra time needed. Topside, normal delays through Silver Spring. 270, same drill through Urbana and 109 with the stop and go. We've been incident free on the George Washington Parkway and the trip in from the west on 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so today, sunshine later today, and fairly warm, 84, but a stray shower is possible. A slight chance of rain tonight, 66. Then tomorrow, I think you have to call it sort of a raw day. Windy, winds out of the west-northwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Make that an 80% chance of rain and a high of 71. Tomorrow, windy, and that's tomorrow night. Tomorrow, it'll be also raw with 60% chance of showers and a low of around 50. Saturday in the low 60s, Sunday in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees at 6:17.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
My Social Security payroll contribution will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he can't figure out how to get out of it. But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security trust.
Such a nasty woman. Donald Trump leaning into the microphone there. Such a nasty woman. That soundbite, of course, was played over and over again in the post-debate spin by the media, saying that Donald Trump was being sexist, that he was being mean to women or whatever, because he said...
But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security trust...
Such a nasty woman. As Bill Bennett said yesterday on Fox News afterwards, when Megyn Kelly was making a big deal out of this, he said, I don't understand what the problem is. He thinks she's nasty, and she is kind of nasty, and she's a woman. So she's a nasty woman.
Planish the
Such a nasty
trust.
Woman.
I didn't see any problem with that, but other people will, I'm sure.
Can I just say this was my favorite moment in the whole debate? It happened about the middle of the debate, and it just made me giggle.
Putin, from everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit that
the
Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage.
Yeah, well, you get the rest of it. I loved all the puppet talk. You're the puppet. No, you're the puppet. I wonder what kind of puppet they would be.
I'll get in trouble no matter how I answer that question. Although, remember Waylon and Madam? Meanwhile, here's Trump making an interesting charge that I hadn't heard yet about what's going on in Iraq right now, the battle for Mosul.
But you know who the big winner in Mosul is going to be after we eventually get it? And the only reason they did it is because she's running for the office of president. And they want to look tough. They want to look good. He violated the red line in the sand, and he made so many mistakes, made all mistakes. That's why we have the Great Migration. But she wanted to look good for the election.
Wow, and I hadn't heard that charge being made yet. What did you make of that one? We're only doing this to make her look tough.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't resonate with me. I thought Donald Trump's best moments were when he talked about the Second Amendment and his position on life. That was it was the first time I've heard him come out and say those things in such a forceful way. I think the rest of the stuff was pretty good. At the end, when it got into a discussion about Donald Trump being accused of denigrating and taking down our democracy by Hillary Clinton, and then he turned it and said, you want to talk about things that are wrong, your husband meeting on the tarmac in Arizona. I loved all that stuff, but it's very late in the debate.
John and Frederick, you're first up on WMAL. We're talking our highlights and lowlights of last night's debate.
I think the highlight that really resonated well with me was, Hillary spent a lot of time talking about women and, LBG protection and children and families and women and, everyone needs help. And then when Donald asked her about the money coming in from countries that treat women and children and, gays very nastily, and will she turn that money back? And she never answered that question. And I find it, very hypocritical that, she can make these claims that she's for all this, but she'll turn around and take the money from, foreign corporations or foreign countries and like that, don't do or think the way she says she wants to be.
Yeah, you're right. And every time she was challenged either by Trump or a little bit by moderator Chris Wallace about the track record of the Clinton Foundation and some of the open questions that deserve to be raised and deserve an answer, she would just pivot and talk about all of the wonderful things that the foundation does. Which wasn't the question. She wasn't asked, So Secretary Clinton, tell me about all the great things the foundation does. Boy, that would be a heck of a... That's more of an Anderson Cooper question for a debate, not a Chris Wallace question. No, the question was, there's a whole lot of reports here about money coming from bad governments and also money being laundered through Haiti and you giving special favors through the State Department and all of these other aspects.
Pay to play, absolutely.
And her response was, we've helped so many people with our foundation. And with that's... She was allowed... to get away with that.
Throughout the night, Democrats were very adept at just not answering the questions that are making them squirm right now.
More highlights of the debate, plus your highlights of the debate, or lowlights, in just a moment at 6:22.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Well, my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company want me to let you know that now, right now, is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install windows that are custom made for your home and our unique climate here in the Mid-Atlantic region. There are no middlemen, and that eliminates unnecessary headaches and, by the way, expenses. And right now, listen, pay attention, right now Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. If you buy three windows, you get one window free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows and, incidentally, your utility bills year-round. Plus, you will increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. Pick up your phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You'll get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Huge delays heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Not used to this leaving Alexandria, so get ready. For those of you that come from the area of 95-395, up ahead, at least near Telegraph Road, seeing those brake lights, the incident on the Wilson Bridge and those far right local lanes, they call them local lanes for those local exits, everyone had been stopped trying to let the left side slowly get by. Also in the center, those through lanes, we had response blocking one of the two lanes there. So again, everyone just inching along trying to get through Alexandria and across the Wilson Bridge. Now, if you're coming out of Maryland, you can see all this activity, flashing lights and police, fire and rescue there. So you're in delays almost back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, and then once you get across the bridge, again, slowing to check it out. All right, we're checking you out across the 14th Street Bridge, and what I'm seeing is just the volume as you pass the Pentagon up ahead across the bridge toward the Case Bridge. No problems on the westbound side of the freeway coming off the 11th Street Bridge. That's still up at speed, so I'd like to see that. 66 in Manassas towards Centerville, the volume. North on 28, no reported problems, just those signal light delays pushing up toward 66 and Braddock Road. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Didn't quite make it yesterday. One shy of a record. Today's record high is 86 degrees, forecasting 84, so we may miss again. Clouds mix in with some sunshine, a passing shower, thunderstorm, no widespread rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, we're talking 72 degrees right now at 627 on WMAL.
Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much. Because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them.
Donald Trump making good points about Hillary Clinton's failed national security policy. By the way, one thing he did last night, which he shouldn't do, and I'm sad that he did, when he tried to make that point, he went all the way back to the vote on the Iraq war. And then, of course, they went down this rabbit hole. Well, you supported the Iraq war. Well, no, I didn't support the Iraq war. He doesn't have to go that far. Just say Arab Spring, Libya, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, ISIS. You don't have to go back to the Iraq war. Look at what she did as Secretary of State, and then you stay out of that argument. Oh, yeah? Okay, it's 6:28. We got plenty more on the debate. 6:35 coming up in just a few minutes. Ambassador John Bolton, well, he will also talk about how national security was raised. And also at 8:05, Joe Concha, where we will discuss Chris Wallace's job as moderator. 6:28.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little... Relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Coming up in just a moment, Ambassador John Bolton weighs in on the national security and foreign affairs issues discussed in last night's debate. It's straight ahead, 6:30, time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump would not commit to accepting the results of the election. Instead, in last night's debate, Trump said he'll wait and see.
In spite of Trump's VP pick and his daughter saying the GOP nominee would accept the results on Election Day, Trump would not go that far, saying he'll look at the results before deciding if he'll accept them or not, because he believes the election is rigged.
First of all, the media is so dishonest and so corrupt, and the pile-on is so amazing. And they've poisoned the minds of the voters. But unfortunately for them, I think the voters are seeing through it.
Trump also said Hillary Clinton should not even be allowed to run for president because of the email scandal and because she is. That to him is proof the election's rigged. Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
If Trump does refuse to accept the election outcome, it wouldn't be the first time it's happened. In 2000, Al Gore wouldn't concede until weeks after Election Day. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has now joined the call for an extension of Virginia's voter registration deadline. McAuliffe is asking a federal judge to allow the deadline to be extended because of a computer crash on Monday, which was the deadline. A federal judge in Alexandria is holding a hearing this morning to decide. President Obama wants to encourage people to sign up for Obamacare during an upcoming enrollment period. It's the final sign-up season for Mr. Obama's prized health care overhaul, and he wants it to be a success. The Iraqi prime minister says the battle to retake Mosul from ISIS is going more quickly than they thought it would. He did not, however, provide details about the battle. The Syrian military is calling on residents of Aleppo to evacuate and for gunmen to lay down their weapons as a humanitarian three-day pause announced by Russia takes effect. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18203, the Nasdaq at 5246. Sports, the National League Championship Series is now tied at 2 games apiece after a Cubs win in Game 4. The winner of the series will meet the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. NHL, the Caps are in Florida tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Huge delays heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. If you're coming through Alexandria, your backup's beginning almost back at Eisenhower Avenue now. So if you're coming off of 95, 395, or Beltway around from Annandale, get ready. Normally don't see this backup incident on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge in those far right local lanes. And it looks like now they're trying to let that left lane get through. Still a lot of activity, a lot of police there. In the through lanes, they're letting your lanes get by, but still seeing a lot of activity everywhere. In fact, I'm watching a police on the shoulder roll up to the Wilson Bridge right now in those through lanes. So just everyone be cautious through that stretch. On the inner loop side, out of Maryland, back near St. Actually, we're back near Route 5 now, Branch Avenue, to cross the bridge. You can see all of the activity. For those of you thinking, I'll take 395, a lot of commuters are already doing that. So 395 delays off the Beltway through Landmark, brief break in Shirlington. And you'll hit it slow again, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. No problems to report currently on 66, the volume 095. Just keep alert with the crash on the shoulder now as you head out of Stafford toward Aquia. Northbound 95 near 610, lanes reopen. And on 270 through Urbana down past 109, again in Germantown for the stop-and-go delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers, thunder showers today. Warm morning, partly sunny as we go through the day. 84 is too shy of a record. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 66, 71 tomorrow. Some rain developing as we go through the second part of the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Herndon, 64 in Germantown, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry as we are giving you our post-debate breakdown, analysis, criticism, praise, and taking your calls all morning long. 7:05 DC Transportation Director Leif Dormjo will be here to talk about the mayor's push to force Metro to stay open at night. And at 8:05, Joe Concha, media reporter from The Hill, to critique Chris Wallace's job as moderator and also the post-debate media spin. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
But you know who the big winner in Mosul is going to be after we eventually get it? And the only reason they did it is because she's running for the office of president. And they want to look tough. They want to look good. He violated the red line in the sand. And he made so many mistakes. Made all mistakes. That's why we have the Great Migration. But she wanted to look good for the election.
That was Donald Trump last night suggesting that the offensive now underway with Mosul, which the United States is helping with, was done so that Clinton and Obama could look tough at this time. Joining us on the line right now to talk about the foreign policy and national security discussions that took place last night is our good friend Ambassador John Bolton. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
All right. So, what was the highlight? What were the lowlights when it comes to those areas of your, which is, you know, your backyard? You know all about the national security and diplomatic and foreign relations of aspects of this debate.
Well, I think if you sort of look at the whole 90 minutes, what becomes clear is that Hillary Clinton is absolutely lashed to the mast of the Obama administration foreign policy. And I think that's no secret. There's a kind of dissident argument out there that somehow she'll be tougher and different and so on. But in fact, that's not the case. She supports the Iran nuclear deal. She went on at great length why the approach the administration is taking with respect to ISIS in Iraq, specifically the attack on Mosul, is a good thing. And I think that it demonstrates that a Hillary victory in November will be an Obama third term. And that's, you know, if that's what you want, that's fine. Go ahead and vote for it. But don't be under any illusions. Her foreign policy will be materially different from Obama.
What did you make of Trump's charge there that you heard as Brian brought you in here about the Mosul campaign right now, sort of timed out to make Clinton look strong and to sort of gloss over the fact that Iraq has been a disaster for the Obama administration?
Well, I don't think they timed the offensive because of the American election. I think there were a lot of other factors involved. But what's been coming out of the Pentagon in the past couple of days really has been fairly atrocious. The Iraqi forces are ahead of schedule and so on and so forth. And only yesterday did it begin to become clear that this was going to be a lot more difficult than these early happy talk that we've heard from the administration. I think the point that Trump made last night that got lost in the shuffle, but that by backing this offensive by the government of Baghdad, we are in effect helping Iran. This is a multi-party war in the Middle East. The destruction of ISIS is something we should have pressed for long ago, but we should be doing it in a way that minimizes the benefit to the Ayatollahs, whereas the way Obama is doing it maximizes the benefit to the Ayatollahs. And I think that ties in with his Iran nuclear deal.
Well,
and that's what Hillary has signed on to.
Here indeed is what Donald Trump had to say, one of the things he had to say about Iran.
Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much, because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. If you think the government in Baghdad today is anything other than a satellite of the mullahs in Tehran, really, you're not paying attention. This is something. What's going to happen in Mosul, I think, has every prospect to recall that famous comment by an American officer in Vietnam when he said we had to destroy that village in order to save it. I'm very afraid that's what's going to happen to Mosul. And if the Shia militia, largely controlled by Iran, get into the city and commit the kinds of crimes they've committed in other parts of this offensive, really, it's just going to make matters in the Middle East even bloodier than they have been already.
If I can ask you, outside of the confines of last night's debate, as we continue to talk about Iran here, we haven't gotten your take on the missiles that were launched at a U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea. And now yesterday, a U.S. general speaking before the Center for Americans for Progress, I believe was the name of the organization he was speaking for, said for the first time that those missiles were, in fact, consistent with Iranian technology, which means that, I mean, we knew it came from the rebels who were aligned with Iran, but now we have verified that the weapons originated from Iran, or appears to have been. What should the American response be? Because there really hasn't been one, other than taking out some radar towers.
Yeah, well, you know, the notion that the Houthi rebels got these missiles from some other source, I don't know, down from the local pharmacy or something, where else does anybody think they could have gotten the
I don't know. I don't know. The Yemen Walgreens is well-stocked, Ambassador Bolton.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Iran has financed the Houthi. They've been their surrogates. They've armed them. This is consistent with the way Iran, for decades, has supported terrorism around the world. I would not be surprised if there weren't Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps officers there with those missiles. I wouldn't be surprised if they had actually fired the missiles.
Wow.
I would not be surprised at all if the clear decision to fire the missiles came from Tehran, not from the Houthi. So what should we do? I think that we've got to do more than a proportionate response. Taking out the radars was a step, that's for sure. I think we should level every Houthi military command and control facility that we can find, whether it's related to the missiles or not. And I think it's got to be an unmistakable signal to Iran: you do not fire on American warships. And by the way, in the Persian Gulf. You do not take American sailors hostage ever again. Don't even think about it.
And just quick follow-up, should Senator Tom Cotton or some of the other very smart and very brave senators who are on this issue, should they open up discussions now about re-implementing sanctions against Iran?
Absolutely. Look, the Iran nuclear deal was the worst act of diplomatic appeasement in American history. It was a strategic mistake when it was made. It hasn't gotten any better with age. It's another example. Hillary has wrapped herself around that deal. Her only concern is, or her only regret is, she didn't accomplish it while she was Secretary of State. It fell to John Kerry to do that. I think this is something that proves conclusively her view of the world and Barack Obama's are essentially the same.
Thank you, sir. Running late, but we got to leave it there. Yeah. Good stuff.
Thanks a lot, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
It is
now 6:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 as you try to head through Centerville. That's where we have the crash eastbound after 28 Centerville. That was along the right side. We already had delays out of Manassas, so just adding on to that extra volume. Everyone's staying to the left to get by. We're not back out of Gainesville just yet, but keep alert. Again, through Manassas to the crash after 28 Centerville. Still, for about almost the past hour now, dealing with a problem on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, outer loop. So this gets the commuters coming out of Virginia, this unusual backup near Eisenhower Avenue. Huge slowdowns here. Both the main and the through lanes are going to be slow. So here we go. Along the bridge span on the outer loop, it was the far right side, those local lanes. Looks like now allowing two lanes to get by the activity. In the through lanes, we still have flashing lights on both shoulders, so everyone's distracted. Out of Maryland, your lanes are open. Your delays begin back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, quite slow. Now for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, looking at that stop and go, past Woodyard to Dower House Road. Inbound Suitland Parkway, the volume growing to 295. Across the 14th Street Bridge, going to be very slow out of Virginia near the Pentagon. No problems to report topside right now of the Beltway, but delays from College Park working around toward George Avenue. And let me eat my words here, because it looks like the slowdowns are focused right past Coltsville Road, where we may have a stalled car. Please are checking. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Run through today with overcast and warm conditions this morning. Some sun mixes in as we head through the day. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 84. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 66. Tomorrow, windy, and then rain coming in late in the day, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241.
Or go to JoeHadid.com.
It's the final
countdown. Yeah, we're 20 days away now from Election Day, or is it 19 days now that it's Thursday? Just still feels like Wednesday night. It's Thursday morning, 19 days away from Election Day. And not only are, obviously, we're looking at the presidential race, but of course there are down-ticket races all across the Washington area. And there's one that seems to be the most hotly contested, and that is Virginia's 10th District. Currently, Barbara Comstock is the Republican congresswoman representing that district.
Right.
Yesterday, she had a debate against Democrat Lou Anne Bennett. This was hosted by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce over in Tyson's Corner. And, you know, Lou Anne Bennett, that Democrat who's
right.
running for, she used to be married to Jim Moran.
I didn't know that.
I just wonder how I missed that. Think about that for a moment.
Tells you something, doesn't it?
She used to be married to Jim Moran.
Yeah, tells you something about her judgment.
Shared a bed with Jim Moran. Anyway, Donald Trump is being raised by the Democrat in this election as a major issue for Barbara Comstock. Now, this I don't understand. She supported Rubio in the primaries.
Right.
She never endorsed Donald Trump. She's even asked for Donald Trump to step aside, but it was still raised yesterday.
I've made my statement there known in my views.
Regardless of whether she states that she supports him or she states she's walking away from him, they share the same policies.
Okay. What's interesting, yesterday I spoke with Jenna Portnoy of the Washington Post, who's covering this. She said that Comstock might actually be hurt by not supporting Donald Trump, because there are still some Republicans in that district who want Donald Trump, and they don't like the fact that she hasn't supported him. So it's sort of a two-edged sword for Barbara Comstock.
Yeah, it looks like it's a pretty tight race.
It looks like it
could come right down to the wire.
By the way, we're going to be in that district tomorrow. Excuse me. Is that tomorrow? That's tomorrow. Friday at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner.
Tomorrow, Friday.
We're doing the show live. Come out and join us 5 to 9 a.m. The Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner, as we do Mornings on the Mall all 4 hours long. Doors open at 5 a.m.
That's right.
It's 6:49.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey. I want to talk to you about healthcare, not the political aspects of healthcare, the personal ones, the relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group, and I'm so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Whether it's setting appointments that fit their patient's schedule or offering 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, you're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Just ask yourself a very simple question. Are you getting the very best care right now from your primary care physician? Are you getting the best service from that doctor's office? You know you're not. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com. Principal Medical Group, located in McLean.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It's now time to check, see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Wall Street's on a 2-day winning streak. Futures points to a higher open again today. Put the money in your pocket. Corporate earnings have been lifting stocks. Mattel made a lot more money because it sold more Barbies. And American Girl doll sales are both up about 15%. Profits fell at American Express, but not as much as feared. Amex plans a big holiday ad campaign. More troubles at Wells Fargo. The state of California has begun a criminal investigation into the bank's phony account scandal. Possible felony charges here for identity theft. Tesla says all of its electric cars will now come with the equipment needed to drive themselves, but that gear will add about $8,000 to the cost. Starbucks will have its upscale reserve coffee bars in up to 1,000 of its stores by the end of the year, if you like premium prices for your Java. And Google starts shipping its two new Pixel smartphones today. These are the first phones made entirely by Google for Google. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Huge backups to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, but improvement on the bridge span. Looks like travel lanes have all been reopened. Had the incident, car was left on the bridge. They had to get that out of there on the local lanes. However, I'm still seeing police on both shoulders, through and local lanes. Delays almost from the Mixing Bowl as you leave Springfield. So about already, commuters told me it took them about 45 minutes to get across the bridge. Out of Virginia. Out of Maryland, your delays, backups beginning before Route 5 because you can see all the activity. If you're thinking about the bailout traffic onto 395, if that's your normal route, you'll have more friends with you this morning. We'll put it that way. From the Beltway, cross the 14th Street Bridge, and then a lot of commuters will then head south on 295 to avoid that Wilson Bridge backup. Fairfax Police, with a crash in the Fort Belvoir area, closes Route 1 in the southbound direction. So Route 1, Richmond Highway, just south of Pohick Road. They have that closed each way between Pohick Road and Lorton Road, northbound, slowly getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be cloudy today with peaks of sunshine later in the day. A thunderstorm is possible. High of 84, however, 66 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a very raw day, 80% chance of rain. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees.
This is Charles Lightyear. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
How about that? It was a debate that was actually well debated. Not petty personal attacks, but a conversation largely on actual issues facing the American people. Other than a couple of gotchas, I thought the debate was largely refreshing. The media and the Democrats are going to focus on the fact that Trump said he'd have to wait and see if he's accepted the election, while three quarters of the debate focused on economics, foreign policy, and domestic policy issues that American people care about. It was the first time that it was mentioned in the debate that a staggering $20 trillion in national debt is facing us and our kids. And as former President Ronald Reagan once said, all great change in America happens at the dinner table. The dinner table doesn't necessarily talk about salaciousness in politics. They want to know what they're going to do to pay their bills or what type of country they're going to leave to their children. Shortly, we're going to know if America chooses the status quo or something drastically different. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Coming up on WMAL.
Hey, if you watched the debate, we'll play you what we thought were the highlights. If you didn't watch the debate, well, ditto.
I will also talk to the D.C. Transportation Director, Leif Dormsjö, about the desire of the district to have late-night metro once again. It's all straight ahead, right here.